Welcome to Audiomo 2020. Day 1. Letter A. Here is your host, Stefano.
Hello and welcome to Audiomo 2020. Today is June 1st of the year 2020, a year that most of us will probably never forget. So as I'm recording this, we are in the middle still of a pandemic, and although many countries are opening up their economies again and getting things going, by no means is the pandemic or the virus gone. Lots and lots of laboratories all over the world are still doing lots of work in researching a vaccine so that one day perhaps we can get back to normal. Now, what is normal? What is that normal? I don't know. I don't know, and I couldn't even fathom beginning to tell you. You know, I my heart goes out to all those people in the States right now. The strife, the political and the racial protests that are going down there with Just Cause, by the way. Terrible things that are going on. Terrible ways that people are treating each other. But this is Audiomo, and this year I've decided to resurrect an idea that I did, I think, a few years back, and that is going through the alphabet from A to Z or Z, depending on how you want to pronounce it. And in this particular year of Audiomo, I decided for the 10th anniversary, and seeing as the United States just put two astronauts into space from Americans, launched from American soil, I thought I'd do an astronomy space themed Audiomo. So to start off, the letter A. So what I've decided to do is talk about a new program from NASA called Artemis. What is Artemis? Well, first of all, Artemis was the twin sister of Apollo. And Artemis is also, in Greek mythology, the goddess of the moon. And that's exactly what the Artemis mission's end goal is to place astronauts back on the moon. And it's very, very ambitious, in 4 years from now. So in 2022, they want to place a sort of an orbiting laboratory around the moon called Gateway. And eventually this Gateway will be the docking station for the astronauts when they go to the moon. They will dock sort of in this miniature version of, let's say, the International Space Station that will be orbiting around the moon. And then from there, they will then embark on expeditions down to the moon's surface. So why are we going back to the moon? Well, ultimately, it's the first step to a much more ambitious project of going to Mars. Exactly when that will be, everybody has to see. But there's other reasons to go to the moon. They want to explore ways of living on the moon for longer periods of time, because going to the moon takes 3 days. Going to Mars takes approximately 2 years. So they have to really develop the expertise to be able to stay in space for a very long time. So that's one of the prime reasons, is the research into the technology and into the methodology of staying in space for very long periods of time. The other reason is to maybe find resources on the moon. Again, to be able to research and experiment with methodologies to eventually do that on Mars, or maybe on other planets, who knows. Now, there's an abundance of helium-3 on the moon. Now, I don't exactly know what helium-3 is used for, but it seems it's much more rare on the Earth, and it's very abundant on the moon, and there could be a commercial viability of mining helium-3 on the moon and then bringing it back to Earth. So there's that possibility. And of course, it's just human beings' exploration, human beings' continued curiosity that is pushing forth for programs like this. And it's in fact why NASA has embarked on partnerships with commercial space faring systems, such as Elon Musk's SpaceX, which we just saw launch on the weekend with their Dragon crew module riding on top of the Falcon 9 up to the International Space Station, because NASA wants to offboard that kind of work of ferrying people to the International Space Station and low Earth orbit for satellite deployment and geological and meteorological research from space to other companies, because they want to concentrate on exploration of the solar system and beyond. So to do this, they said, you know what, we have a budget, but we don't want to spend the budget in low Earth orbit. We want to do more grandiose things. NASA's always thought big, and what's bigger than going to the moon or back to the moon than on to Mars and who knows where else? There's a lot of arguments to and for space exploration. I'm not going to get into that now, but I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about Artemis. So if you want more information, you can go to the NASA official website, that's nasa.gov, and go and read up on the Artemis program, and you can see some of the tests. The Artemis will be riding on the Space Launch System, the new one, which actually reuses parts of the old shuttle program. I think they're using the side boosters, the solid rocket boosters, and they've redesigned a brand new capsule called Orion, which sits on top of, well, something that looks very much like the old Saturn V, except it's got these huge boosters on each side. And it kind of looks a little bit like the SpaceX Heavy Falcon, if you've seen that system launch, and that eventually will be used to launch bigger payloads up into space for commercial purposes. All right. Well, that was my first day of Audiomo. Hope you enjoyed it. And I look forward to listening to your Audiomos. And thanks for listening. And take care. Be well. And I'll get back to you at the next Audiomo.